This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Broadcasting Network, second hour of the broadcast. So I've been Max Eigen and Jim Stone and all these people have been putting out the nanoworms in the masks stuff, and fascinating. And I'm wondering, and just as a layman, I'm just wondering, did these get put into the masks even before they dropped the so-called pandemic on us? All this Chinese PPE gear, personal protective equipment, did they already have the nanotech, the nanoworms, whatever you want to call these things, Morgellons, worms, did they already have this stuff embedded and ready to go when they cranked up Event 201, SPARS 2025 to 2028, game that they're playing on us? Dark winter here, which is probably coming. Last winter wasn't that dark. It sucked, but it wasn't, it wasn't anything on the scale of cataclysmic. So prepare for the dark winter this winter, folks. Think about it. All the people that done got this, the jab one or two or whatever. So we'll see. Let's move on. I wanted to talk about this. This is very important, and it kind of piggybacks on all this racial stuff. Abolitionists. Remember all the abolitionists that you read about, all of us that are older when we were in school, and we learned about slavery, and we learned about all the Quakers and all these various people, most of them religious people that were anti-slavery and all that stuff. Well, guess what? That stuff has been scrubbed, I personally think, from the curriculum for some years now, to where the black kids with black teachers in the public school system under Jewish domination and control, they have been learning nothing but white people were all in on slavery. They were there weren't no good white people at all, and so forth and so on. And, the slaves being freed and with the Emancipation Proclamation and all that was just a ruse. And I've just gotten this feeling that that entire wing of history has been scrubbed, and then therefore all of your revolutionaries, have been pumped up. Okay. And so I'm looking at this now, with all the calls for white genocide from large elements of the black population of the United States, and especially, you know, your intellectuals and so forth, your Michael Eric Dyson types, Keith Ellison types, Cornel West. Now, Cornel West is not out openly calling for white genocide. I'm not saying that, but the language that they're using is pre-genocidal. Now, the others in the BLM movement, the more, you know, vocal members, that they're openly talking about genocide. So they've been completely weaponized as a revolutionary movement and have embraced this element. So I'm looking at Haiti, every white person on that part of the island killed. Okay. South Africa, what they're dealing with now. Where anytime a black person is shot by a police officer, it's automatically white supremacy, and the black person didn't do anything wrong. When these people witness each other, with the mass criminality in every one of our major cities every day, they do towards each other, but do towards others. Look at all the Asian hate crime. It's all 99% black people doing it. But yet, when a cop gets into some sort of a situation, the dude's got warrants for robbery, this, and this. You know, the kid up in Chicago, the 13-year-old Latin Kings kid, had a gun and all this stuff. The thing is people expect cops to not shoot people when the entire bottoms fell out of the society. And look, I'm not, there's been so many cops that have shot people in the wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, but right now, today, there's so many instances where cops, they're paralyzed. They're not even doing the job. And now we're having anarchy start to take over our streets. And this is all by design. So my question is, were the abolitionists, were they weak? Were they wrong? Were they naive? Were they short-sighted? Because the way human nature works, for all the whites and all these people that got involved with the civil rights movement, look where it's gotten us in 30 years. Now everything's been turned, and the media, academia, entertainment, sport, it's all been weaponized against whites. So were whites stupid, weak, naive, and pathetic to even try to change the society somewhat and, give everybody civil rights, not based on, racial characteristics, but just by individual humanity? Were they stupid? Did they screw up? Should they have kept a strong, militant, if you're going to sit here and call people white supremacists all day long, well, the white supremacists should have stayed white supremacists and kept the yoke on your behind. You're getting people to feel this way. It's just like, well, what's the point of trying to be like, hey, man, you know what? You're a person. I'm a person. You do your thing and I'll do mine. But if the people are that manipulatable, and now everything's been turned against the larger society. You know, whites are still the majority for now, but not much longer, because, you know, Jacob Javits and Teddy Kennedy and all the, open immigration systems and, blah, 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 blah. 1965 Open Immigration Act and all. Whites, you could look back and say, you know what? There was a point where whites became naively suicidal because they don't know human nature enough. And I'll just leave that at that. And it's just an observation. So we've had the Health and Freedom Conference in Tulsa. Okay, Michael Flynn, Sidney Powell, Mike Adams, Dr. Simone Gold, and so forth. And I haven't, you know, watched any of it presently. I'll be interested to see, you know, before it's news and all the gangs over there saying how Lynn Wood broke down the house. And there's all this stuff that Lynn Wood said Trump is Q and all this stuff. And X-22 sitting here constantly talking about everybody's got to get pushed towards the precipice before things are going to change. And it's all, you know, it's always dark before the light, you know, all the Q stuff. And I don't know, man, this is getting ugly. The border, you know, Alex Jones has had Owen Schroyer down there at the border, and they're just documenting all these buses and people being loaded on planes. And I mean, this is for this to just go on and nobody doing anything about it. It shows the corruption is up to the gills in all parts of this country. I mean, it's almost leaving you speechless. I mean, Trump even predicted it, and everybody else did too. It's like, you let the Democrats take over at this point in our history, the border's going to get wide open like a sieve, you know? So let's see here. Mr. Producer, get clip 4 ready. I want to talk about this one. Jizyahu ben David. There's all this talk that all the rabbis, and it's like, it looks like the Orthodox Chabad types, the Haredi types over there, they've picked a Messiah in Israel, folks. And so this is not that any of us believe this crap, but this is a big deal just for how the Jews are going to act once this. And supposedly this has all happened kind of in secret, but there's videos floating around. Jizyahu ben David, which there is no J in Hebrew. It's Yisyahu ben David. You know, notice how they've tried to make it really sound a lot like Jesus. Isn't that kind of interesting? Go ahead and roll clip 4.
They're supporters of Trump. And it seems that this whole entire thing that's happening with Gates right now is bringing
that
out...
That ain't it, Mr. Producer. You're on the wrong week or something. Scroll all the way down to the bottom of RBN Skype 2 with me and you, and you'll see clip 4. It says from the top, it's a YouTube video. Yeah. All right, go ahead, roll it.
It's Electron 101, and here is the video of... This is the 27th here, I do believe. I'm almost positive this is the 27th. This is at the Wailing Wall. This is that Jizyahu ben David that they're claiming is Israel's new Messiah. This is really crazy. You can see here they're like pushing on this guy like he is somebody super duper important. Look at this. And they're like crowding him. People are going crazy around this guy. And this is only in Spanish. I have not found this at all in English. This is all in Spanish. This is at the Wailing Wall here. There he is at the Wailing Wall. He's here praying. Everyone's surrounding him. They are saying that this is the Jizyahu ben David, their Messiah. This is at the Wailing Wall. This is unheard of. This is what people that know anything about Israel, what's going on. And this is this guy right here. This guy right here. Hang on a second. Why isn't this stopping? It's being a pain here. Here we go. Hang on. Let me see here. Sorry about that. This guy right here is a head rabbi right here. For him to be here, this guy's 30 years old. For this rabbi to be here to say that this is okay is unheard of. This is wild. At the Wailing Wall with all of these students, all these people here, and these... This rabbi and these other rabbis in here, they represent hundreds of thousands of people, in some cases millions of people, because their organizations are massive, and they've produced literally millions of students through the years. And for this head rabbi right here to let this guy pray at this very special place, this is where the rabbi comes in, and this is where they preach, they talk, they do all their stuff, is right here at this desk, at the Wailing Wall, right here. For that rabbi to be doing that, sitting there, letting this guy do this, is really, it's unbelievable. And look at all the people lined up to try to get in here.
So keep your eyes out, folks, because whether you believe or you don't believe, whether you're Christian, you don't believe in Christianity and Bible prophecy and that sort of thing, this is a big deal because the way kind of Christians that are into Bible prophecy look at it is it's a big deal what a bunch of these rabbis are going to declare somebody the Messiah. Now, the last one real kind of prominent was Schneerson from Chabad Lubavitch. So we'll keep our eye on this Jizirahu ben David character. But very, very interesting. Now, Mr. Producer, I want to move on to another subject. If you want to get that next clip down, clip 5 ready, Dr. Carrie Madej. Now, I was watching this, and she's all over the place right now. But I was watching this, and she mentions somebody that she kind of considers above Bill Gates when it comes to this kind of pecking order, this kind of transhumanistic, technocratic, totem pole here. And so I wanted to just throw this out here. Go ahead and roll clip 5 real quick.
But we're not petri dishes. We're humans, very complex, amazing beings. And we have some enzymes called reverse transcriptase enzymes. And they do kind of what they sound like they do. They work backwards. They'll take that code and they can make it go up into the nucleus where it can be part of your genome. And we already have a research study showing it can happen. Part or all of you overnight if it becomes permanent in your body. That is a law that was passed around 10 years ago in the United States, the Supreme Court justice ruling, and pretty much from what I know in many countries that is mirrored. So no human should ever be owned, and they can do it. You can look it up, anything synthetic. And I know this because I went to meetings where they talked about owning humans. From their own mouths, I heard them say this. Dr. Craig Venter is the main one spearheading this. He's the brains behind it. It's not Gates or Fauci or whatever. They're just the ones to confuse us and entertain us. They're not that bright. There are people that are brighter than that, but they don't have the wisdom. And so when you hear someone in a meeting, you see their eyes, and you see their actions, it's a totally different feeling. It's not just reading a research paper. And I can tell you, when I was in this one particular meeting, I saw, see their eyes, I see how they're acting. And then the words that come out of his mouth are, what is God? God creates. Now we can create. Now we're gods. And he's a self-proclaimed atheist. And he believes that they can manipulate humanity because we're broken. We're not broken. And when they break or when they fix us, they want to take credit. So they're going to write their names in our genome because our genome's like a language. You can actually read it like a binary code or a Morse code. And they're going to put their names in there. They're going to put an email in there, I guess, to return you to whoever. Yeah. I mean, what is that for? An alphabet, a new alphabet. You know, people don't get that. Words are powerful. Frequencies are powerful. What would they do? And 3 messages, but I don't know what the messages are. They won't tell us. It's a secret.
Of course. Unbelievable. Now, the man you were talking about there, is this the man that did originally the stem cell research, that he did the RNA through the stem cell? That's another man that did that?
No, Craig Venter is the one that spearheaded the Human Genome Project and did it in record time. We don't know how he got all that knowledge to do it. It's interesting, huh?
Hmm. And where is he located out of? Where does he work?
Mr. J. Craig Venter, who she mentioned twice. But doesn't that sound interesting that these jerks that want to shoot this synthetic biology into all these people, they're going to put their names coded in there, emails and questions and all this stuff that's encoded that's going to go into your freaking body. So all these people that we know that got this jabs already, who the hell knows what kind of stuff, coded stuff, that they put into our friends and family members and coworkers and all the rest. So John Craig Venter, born 14th October 1946, biotechnologist and businessman, known for leading the first draft sequence of the human genome and assembled the first team to transfect a cell with a synthetic chromosome. Venter founded Celera Genomics, the Institute for Genomic Research, and the J. Craig Venter Institute, where he currently serves as CEO. He is the co-founder of Human Longevity Incorporated and Synthetic Genomics. He was listed on Time Magazine's 2007-2008 Time 100 list of the most influential people in the world. British magazine The New Statesman listed Venter at 14th in the list of the world's most 50 most influential figures in 2010. He was honored with the Dan David Prize for his contribution to genome research, elected to the American Philosophical Society in 2013, member of the USA Science and Engineering Festival's advisory board. So he's born in Salt Lake City. That's quite interesting. I wonder if he's from Mormon background. We know the Mormons are heavily into Ancestry.com and all that good stuff. Isn't that interesting? He attempted suicide by swimming out to sea while he was in Vietnam. He was in the Navy. Let's see here. But while an employee of the National Institutes of Health, he started that in 1984. He learned how to identify mRNA and began to learn more about those expressed in the human brain. Oh, isn't that interesting? All the changes in behaviors and all these things that are being reported all over the place post jab in a lot of people. Okay. So he learned how to identify mRNA, which is the vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer. So, I mean, this guy's a big human genome project guy, and I'm not going to get into all this. Very, very fascinating, though, this character, okay? I wanted to get that one out here into the ether, all right? So let's see here. Over on Jim Stone, the top UK National Health Service management whistleblower, the coronavax, a horrid act of human annihilation. A high-level UK nurse who advanced to top management has come out against the vaccine, saying that they are not vaccines at all and that everyone is administering them under the threat of having their lives destroyed if they refuse to. She says there's likely to be Nuremberg trials when the genocide these shots will cause happens. Well, you know, when I was interviewing Giuseppe the other week, and some of these doctors were saying that some of these might be placebos. So I've got a 92-year-old family member that got both jabs, and I just went and visited her today, and she seemed okay. I've got my eyes out on some of my coworkers and all this other stuff. A lot of people are saying this is genocide, but we're slowly seeing this roll out, and so there's going to have to be some sort of plausible deniability here. So this could be some sort of a time packed system to where this thing unravels, and then the kill aspect of it happens at a later time? Or is it just some sort of a wearing down, a slow acting cancer, Nagalase system? Very, very hard to tell about, you know, how this is going to happen, if it's going to happen. I'm not, you know, I don't know. There's a good part of this Jim Stone where he talks about, I have long believed the Netherlands and surrounding area were the real home of the cabal, with Switzerland being the bug out zone. And he gets into these maps, the seat of world tyranny that once the white race destroyed is actually a small zone consisting of Brussels, The Hague, the International Criminal Court, Frankfurt, Luxembourg, and Strasbourg. Okay, this is the exact and only seat of power that is enforcing the migration invasion of Europe. It is also the main area pushing the corona hoax and tainted vaccines that are getting forced onto the rest of the world outside the U.S. So it's got a nice map there. People on social media are now stating Facebook is asking some people to take a 30-second video where they look straight at the camera, then turn their head right, then left, then up, then down to confirm they are real. Newsflash, that is exactly what would be needed to get the social credit system tracking everyone and have everyone get loaded into an AI extermination database. So it's also all they need to do a perfect 3D deep fake of you, quote unquote, committing crimes. Do not feed Skynet. If Facebook requires this, let it kill them. You had damn well better not comply with this request. Okay? It won't make any difference if your computer is the one you get recorded with. Your computer is the exact same thing check in to the gulag would use. There's no difference at all. A living room environment will not make a difference. Burning Man is going to require proof of COVID vaccination. I mean, this is how retarded this whole thing is. But anyway, just going through some headlines here, and we're going to open the phones after the bottom of the hour. After assassination disrupted Belarus to merge with Russia, doubles border area with NATO, exposes all of Ukraine to invasion. That's kind of interesting. Devin Nunes, military is targeting Republicans to get him kicked out of the service. I'm seeing this all over the place where, you know, we hear this whole thing, the military is going to save us and et cetera, et cetera. And look, there could be a kind of a civil war scenario going on within the upper echelons of the military. You know, remember that big purge that Obama did, over 200 generals during his presidency. And a lot of people kind of hypothesized that those were generals that didn't want to go along with like a communist takeover slash gun grab. Okay. Blood will spill on American soils. The lunatic fringe explodes in pandemonium this coming week while all of the pieces on the world stage have been cast into motion. The days of God's judgment are falling upon America. This is not a drill. The CIA used to infiltrate the media. Now the CIA is the media. Nowadays, there's no meaningful separation between the news media and the CIA at all. So media outlets, again, repeated CIA stories with no questioning. Congrats to all. A lot, you know, it's just so overwhelming to folks that I'm pulling up State of the Nation here. Globalists rev up Operation Gladio C to take advantage of Biden's illegitimate presidency. Why? Gladio C, talking about all of these shooting type and racial operations here, this purple color revolution that we're witnessing going through the United States right now. And hydrogel nanobiotechnology and vaccines and nasal swab tests capable of electronically linking human brains to the cloud wirelessly. We'll see y'all on the other side. Phone lines are open. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Holding fast between the lines, feeling fine, but when losing time, yeah, yeah.
All right, we're back. Engineering Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So I heard this floating around. Vax Live concert to help get 27 million medical workers vaccinated. It's on Al Jazeera. Backed by an international concert hosted by Selena Gomez and headlined by Jennifer Lopez, Global Citizen is unveiling an ambitious campaign to help medical workers in the world's poorest countries quickly receive COVID-19 vaccines. Told you to keep an eye on freaking Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez weeks back when they were at that fake inauguration. The anti-poverty organization is announcing the musical event Vax Live, the concert to reunite the world, with a goal of enlisting corporations and philanthropists to raise $22 billion for global vaccinations. The concert, which airs on May 8th, I think it's being recorded on the 1st, May Day, will showcase the Foo Fighters, Eddie Vedder, J Balvin, and her. So the Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, this guy, just after Kurt Cobain mysteriously dies, this guy starts the Foo Fighters, and they just become the biggest thing ever. Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, known both of those two from the Seattle rock scene, all kinds of silly things go on up there in Seattle. The acts will be recorded at SoFi Stadium of LA. Okay. But it just shows, Mick Jagger and Dave Grohl teamed up for a hard rock pandemic anthem called Easy Sleazy. It's a song that I wrote about coming out of lockdown with some much needed optimism. Thanks to Dave Grohl for jumping on drums, bass, and guitar. It was a lot of fun working with him. And so you got the Vax Live, you got the Easy Sleazy with Dave Grohl connection there. I find that fascinating because this guy is a real mover and shaker in the music world. And I think you'll see him everywhere, basically all over the prime time. So he's real big pushing this vaccine on everybody. Real nice and satanic there, Dave. Thank you. I saw this floating around. China conducts combat exercises on Taiwan Strait as Biden envoys arrive. Okay. So I look at these envoys, and I heard this on the radio somewhere. Okay. Former Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Dodd, real scumbag. And former Deputy Secretaries of State Richard Armitage and James Steinberg. But you know who the name that pricked my interest was? Richard Armitage. Okay, so this guy, he's been involved, Navy officer, 3 combat tours in Vietnam. Okay, worked in a number of roles under Republican administrations. Aide to Senator Bob Dole, various posts in DOD and state. Okay. I guess we're going on break. Okay, some music popped up out of. In the George W. Bush administration's deputy secretary of state. This goes all the way back to 9/11. This guy, okay? He was under Colin Powell, and then he was involved with the Valerie Plame affair, outing her as a CIA asset. Valerie Plame Wilson, blah, 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 blah. Let's see here. I wanted to get into several associates who fought alongside Armitage and other politicians have since claimed that Armitage was associated with the CIA's clandestine Phoenix program. Okay, denied it and blah, 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 blah. Let's see. There was a bunch of stuff on this guy. He's involved with King Hussein of Jordan. Okay. But then, let's see, he and Ted Shackley were reported to be directly responsible for the Iran-Contra scandal, okay? Similar charges were made in 1987, letter from the Burmese warlord Khun Sa to the U.S. Justice Department. The letter, which was transmitted by James Bo Gritz, accused Armitage of organizing heroin smuggling from the Golden Triangle in the 60s and 70s, right around there with the Operation Phoenix. And let's see. Bush administration. In 1998, Armitage signed a letter to President Bill Clinton urging Clinton to target the removal of Hussein's regime. Then he was also talking about the weapons of mass destruction. He served as a foreign policy advisor to George W. Bush as part of the group led by Condoleezza Rice that called themselves the Vulcans. Okay, nice word there, the Vulcans. Okay, let's see here. According to President Musharraf of Pakistan, shortly after 9/11, Armitage presented him with demands for assistance in the campaign against al-Qaeda and the Taliban, which were non-negotiable. Should Pakistan accept, it would be considered a United States ally. Should it decline, Pakistan will be considered an enemy. According to Musharraf, Armitage further averred that should Pakistan decline, the United States would bomb it back to the Stone Age. But then they'll get into the whole role in the plame affair. But this guy's been involved with a lot of interesting stuff. L3 Communications Corporation, a company providing intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance products. And he was involved with some Lockheed Martin stuff, CIA torture program, on the board of ConocoPhillips. Chairman of the Project 2049 Institute, and endorsed Hillary Clinton and opposed Trump. This is the type of people that we're all involved with here, dealing with, you know, our government. The world resets stands or it fails depending on just one country, the USA. And this is an article that was just posted. The bottom line is this: the America is the primary target of the globalists because we are one of the only countries with the means and the numbers to stop them and the reset. Until they are removed from the equation, they will continue to throw crisis after crisis at us in order to wear us down and force us to accept totalitarianism. Do not get too comfortable. And the fact that the pandemic agenda is failing here, stay alert and continue to organize your communities. Well, here's what's going to happen, folks. They're going to say that all these adverse reactions from the shots are actually waves of COVID, unfortunately. And so now they're going to... all the death count from these shots, it appears to me that they're going to count those as somehow complications and reinfections or something of this nature, and probably try to blame it on those of us that are not vaccinated somehow to, you know, throw us all under the bus. Okay. Police dispatch respond to Minneapolis shooting after Maxine Waters incited riot. 10 to 15 shots, white SUV. Utah Fire Department launches investigation after journalist doxes paramedic for donating $10 to Kyle Rittenhouse's defense fund. Body cam reveals black police officer begged black man with knife to drop the weapon 47 times before shooting. Now, up on Dr. Fetzer's website, this was the other day, finish him. Liberals celebrate with glee as Supreme Court refuses to hear Alex Jones's appeal in the Sandy Hook case. Okay. Our editor's note.
Neue Rheinische Zeitung. Engels wrote of the how the class war in Marxian terms means that when socialist revolution happens, the class war happens, there will be primitive societies in Europe two stages behind because they're not even capitalist yet. And he had in mind the Basques and the Bretons and the Scottish Highlanders and the Serbs, and he calls them racial trash. Völkerabfälle, racial trash. And they will have to be destroyed because being two stages behind in the historical struggle, it will be impossible to bring them up to the point of being revolutionary.
He spoke about the vulgarity and dirtiness of Slavic people, you see. And he thinks, for instance, that Poland had has no reason to exist.
The classes and the races, too weak to master the new conditions of life, must give way. They must perish in the revolutionary Holocaust. Karl Marx.
Marx began it. He was the ancestor of modern political genocide. And I don't know that any European thinker of the modern period before Marx and Engels ever publicly advocated racial extermination. I can't find anything earlier, so I presume it starts with them.
In his 1920 article, Zionism versus Bolshevism, A Struggle for the Soul of the Jewish People, Winston Churchill stated his belief that international Jews were seeking a worldwide communist state under Jewish domination. The international Jews would use communism and Zionism to accomplish this. As a first step towards establishing Israel, Hezekiah Niles described in Niles Weekly Register article that the Rothschilds had...
All right, folks, I don't know what happened there. We got disconnected. How do you like that? Oh, you ready for Matthew McConaughey to be the governor of Texas? That's at the top of Drudge. I was talking about the InfoWars, Alex Jones, and this court deal with the Sandy Hoax crap. So they used it as a bludgeon against Dr. Fetzer, and they're still using it as a bludgeon against Jones. Isn't that interesting? Oh, connect I cut up there. Real sleazy bunch of mobsters up there in Connecticut, Yale and all that crap. The InfoWars founder's fiercest critics have been more than happy about a decision by the Supreme Court to dismiss an appeal from him on a lawsuit stemming from the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting. Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal from Jones on Monday. The controversial conservative has been fighting a court sanction from a defamation lawsuit launched by families of the 2020 shooting, which allegedly left 26 people dead. Now, when I was always talking about Sandy Hook, I never said they'd whacked anybody or didn't, but I said this: you set the whole thing up, and it was a big false flag. Now, whether you butchers that kill millions decide to whack 26 people, that's really irrelevant to me, because I know that you kill people every day. And so the bodies, absence or presence of corpses, but the rest of the whole thing was an obvious psyop and hoax, to where all these characters and so forth and so on. So, but that's up on Dr. Fetzer's site, and where Jones got almost, they tried to set him up with child porn and all this other stuff. So there's basically, now finish him, take his money, his home, everything he has to pay the victims of his hateful, mindless conspiracism. Author Tim Wise tweeted in reaction to the high court's decision. That's the white guy, Jewish or whatever he is, that really hates white people. And so everybody knows who Tim Wise is, but he's just one of those jump on the train, hate anybody conservative, that sort of thing. Okay, so this is up on Humans Are Free. Leo Zagami, Jesuit Pope Francis goes full communist, April 17th, 2021. Okay, so Pope Francis left the Vatican yesterday morning to celebrate Mass in the nearby Church of the Holy Spirit in Sassia, in the center of Rome, where a group of parishioners and inmates were also present at the celebration, as well as some so-called refugees from the Middle East. So this was the ideal stage for communist globalist stunt by the communist Pope. During the Mass, Pope Francis commented on Acts 4:32 that says all the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. in a statement that promotes communism, Bergoglio stated to a rather puzzled congregation that sharing ownership is not communism, but is pure Christianity. The Pope obviously stated this not for the love of the Gospels or Jesus Christ's way of life, but in preparation for the infamous Great Reset announced last year by the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. So, you know, just because this group of Christians, they didn't claim any of their possessions were their own, but they shared everything they had. Okay, that's that group of people. But how do you insinuate thou shalt not steal, okay? How's that one of the commandments if there's no inference that people own things, okay? So that doesn't hold water with me, and especially as far as a government model. Okay, if a group of believers, you know, you got 20 people and you guys want to live in some little hippie commune type thing and y'all want to share everything, that's fine. But that doesn't mean that the government should order itself that way. That's just totally insanity, and that's communism. And so people get that all twisted up, and they went, oh, see, Christianity's communist. Yeah, yeah. No, that's just totally goofy, okay? So coming up towards the end of the broadcast here, so we've got the FedEx shooting. We've got the border wide open. We've got the two incidents in Minnesota. Now we've got a third incident where the cops just shot somebody else. Okay. And so that one's busting out now. Where this is going to end up, hard to say. But it doesn't look good. Okay. Let's see here. Eliminate the DNC and GOP, put the criminal governors in jail. This is Robert David Steele. Pfizer is the quicker kill shot. CDC data shows, however, both are effective as 90% don't even make it. Q bombs, comms, and sonic booms. Obama, Clinton, Biden push Gates, Pope, Francis, all pedos. The whole big thing with the Pentagon confirming the UFOs and all the triangle footage that we're seeing float around, ancient, you know, people in the, you know, in the ancient world writing this stuff on the caves, okay, and pictures. A lot of people believe that it's demonic entities posing as interdimensional visitors. Okay, the Watchers, the Fallen Angels, and so forth and so on. Kind of interesting. Let's see. So Lynn Wood, you know, and Doc and General Flynn, and this whole thing. It's going to be interesting to watch and see what they had to say. Let's see here. From American dream to American nightmare, our world is now ruled by a tyrannical few who have used the system, created their class to accumulate immense wealth and power, sustained by a government they manipulate by buying politicians. Why the naive average person should not expect to be protected when the next financial crisis hits. You know, they were talking about that in the 29 and 30s when that thing hit. Bank of the United States collapsed, all these people out in front and people wiped of their savings. People that have cash, when this whole thing goes down, it'll probably be good for a short period of time. You might be able to actually get, very wealthy. But the people that have tangible goods, I think they're going to be much better off. You know, you got that Bible verse, weep and howl and that sort of thing, and then how people's precious metals won't even be good. That's kind of an interesting one. I don't know if that'll ever come to pass, but you could see how people could have been hoarders and then some sort of a crazy apocalyptic scene comes on, and then guess what? They want bread. They want water. They want food. And then they're sitting there with a closet full of silver or gold, and nobody even cares about it anymore because the times become that desperate. That's a pretty fascinating scenario. Why are China and Russia buying so much gold? Just don't make the mistake of thinking this is all routine. 6-week stay-at-home order, strict new measures needed to control third COVID wave in Ontario, experts say. So experts is BS, top scientists, researchers, geneticists, and drug company former heads challenge this idea. You know, people, they're giving all these people these shots. What a better way to kind of, you know, glance or force people not to see what's happening when these shots start kicking in. I don't know. If you put everybody in a lockdown like we had previously, then what are they going to send? Unmarked vans to pick up corpses because people are going to see ambulances. It's funny that, you know, we've never, you know, at least here, we saw the fake ambulances in New York, you know, at the height of the whole thing. But we've never really seen any ambulance activity here in my area as far as all these people that were getting sick and having to go to the hospital and so forth and so on. So Marjorie Taylor Greene says she will introduce resolution to expel Maxine Waters from Congress. Okay, so she's given them, you know, their own medicine. They were trying to expel her from Congress. Dominion advisor met with Podesta offering anything that would help defeat Trump, according to email released by WikiLeaks. So that's kind of interesting, huh? The Get Out leftist union members in Minnesota expel National Guard members from Labor Center who were there to protect the community. We're just going loony here, folks. Henry Mackow, I was reading this today. Pessimism or realism? Now, why am I presently so quote-unquote pessimistic about a great societal awakening and effective rebellion? Well, let me tell you, as an example, I have almost never worn a mask. Yes, some days I see other open faces as more and more of us gradually gain ground, daring to rebel. But overall, the continued evidence of a fully dumbed-down public smug compliance tells me that we are effectively doomed. I'm seeing these clowns walking by themselves outside still to this day with masks on. One full year after repeated published exposures of videos and whistleblowing and documenting, yet almost everyone I see still wears the masks. Quite simply, this means they have won, not just because their fingers and not ours are all in the buttons that really count, but because they have even at this late date easily maintained their hold on the hearts and minds of the gentle masses. Guess who will be recruited to hunt down people like me? Some of you of you here. All right, that's it. We'll see what happens, folks. Be ready.
Talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Stop Terrorism.